Good evening. Welcome to Munn Arena. My pleasure tonight to introduce to you the gentleman that succeeded Biggie to the post of athletic director in 1971. This gentleman provided the executive leadership and drive to do what many felt was impossible, to reward you loyal fans and the coaches and the athletes for their success. And I speak, of course, of the construction of this beautiful facility. Would you please welcome our director of athletics, Bert Smith.
Thank you. I'd like to say this evening is really a great moment in Michigan State athletic history. I'd like to thank a great number of people who have made this arena possible, this beautiful arena. I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees, the administration, the students, and certainly the hockey players who have built up this great program. This is a great facility for a great university. Please permit me to introduce some people who have worked very hard on this dedication program. Would you please hold your applause until I have introduced all of them? Representing the Michigan State University Athletic Council, Dr. Gwen Norell. Chairman of the Ralph Young Fund Committee, Dick Kraft from Flint. President of the Mid-Michigan Alumni Club, Bob Jacobs. Representing the Alumni Varsity Club, a real fine baseball player, Dick Idzowski. President of the Blue Line Club, Don Griffin. Representing all those great hockey players that have played at Michigan State, Butch Miller. And the president of our ASMSU, Tim Kaine. I guess Tim didn't make it. And certainly a big hand for a teammate of Biggie Munn's and former director of athletics at the University of Minnesota, Marsh Ryman. And certainly, I'd be remiss if you didn't give a great hand to these two great coaches, Herb Brooks from Minnesota, and our own Emil Bassoni. Thank you very much. Now it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a gentleman that really does not need introducing, a track star in his own right, an excellent skater, and certainly a gentleman that has a great deal of interest in intercollegiate athletics, our president, Clifford Wharton.
Thank you very much, Bert. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to participate in this dedication ceremony. Now, what is involved in a dedication is the naming and the official opening of this facility. so that this evening is a very happy and at the same time a very formal occasion, because we are going to dedicate this new ice arena to the man for whom it is named, Clarence L. Biggie Munn. Now, I realize that many of you who are students at Michigan State may not realize why we have chosen to name this facility for Biggie. You probably were not aware of all of the things which this great man contributed to our university. So if you will bear with me just for a moment, let me tell you a little bit about this man, Biggie Munn. His career spanned 25 years with Michigan State University. The first 7 years of that 25, he was the head football coach, and he posted a remarkable record of 54 wins to only 9 losses and 2 ties. In 1952, he guided the Spartans to the much-vaunted national championship. In 1953, after winning the Coke-Can championship of the Big Ten and bringing victorious Rose Bowl honors back to East Lansing, he was named Coach of the Year. In the following year, Biggie assumed the directorship of the entire MSU athletic program, to which he immediately devoted the same unflagging energy that had characterized his coaching efforts. As director of athletics, he was responsible for increasing both the intercollegiate and the intramural programs for men and women here at MSU. He spearheaded the drive to enlarge the stadium seating capacity from 26,000 to 76,000. During his tenure, the university added 40 tennis courts and 2 golf courses. Now, Biggie has been the recipient of local, state, and national awards, not only in the field of sports, but also in the areas of church work, scouting, and other community activities. Although health considerations have led him to spend winters in Florida since 1971, he and his wife Vera continue to live in East Lansing for most of the year. And so indeed, it is this unique combination of dedication to athletics, dedication to the university, and dedication to the wider community that makes it so appropriate that we christen this new facility the Clarence L. Munn Ice Arena. And I would say that this building, this structure, embodies in its architecture the ideal that Biggie Munn has always embodied in flesh and blood. A belief in people from all walks of life, and an endorsement and support of the contest where they find their definitions. It gives me great pleasure to dedicate this building, the Clarence L. Biggie Munn Ice Arena. Thank you.
Well, Biggie is on his way out. Could I direct your attention to the press box for a moment, please? May we direct your attention to center ice, please? This is the first face-off in the dedicated arena. Good. Now can we have the puck for Biggie, please? Thank you very much for your patience. It's very well appreciated.
Is being cleared and the teams are getting a little last-minute warm-up. We would remind you concession stands are open in the opposite corners for your convenience.